Love Talk Radio.
As soon as one comes, I'll leave.
All right, guys. I'm going to leave the audio on, so don't talk during the intro.
Okay.
Here we go. As soon as I see the sun.
So, I'll just turn down.
Ready?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Oh, then I should probably start recording, right?
Yeah.
That's probably something you do. Is this one about the rings?
You have to do a good job because I don't want Noah saying how the show sucks without us.
You're listening to the Fever Dream Edition. What's going on?
I'm flipping.
The drum and bass version. Oh.
What the fuck?
I don't know if they heard that, but they're not reacting to it. Oh, they are.
They're all on acid, so they probably think it's in their head. Are we not going to talk now?
Hold on.
Fuck.
How's it going? It worked. Let's try this again.
We're doing chat room damage control.
We shouldn't acknowledge this when we get on the air, right?
Okay. If we get on the air.
Okay, so I just have to stop the computer. I guess I can't do sound effects for my computer.
Okay.
No, it's just the GarageBand that's doing this.
The what? The GarageBand?
I'm using a different...
He's not using CoolEdit. Maybe you should use CoolEdit.
I can't use CoolEdit. That was the whole reason I used CoolEdit.
Well, you had Windows before. What was that? How about we don't play the intro and we just start the show?
It doesn't matter. It's just going to play everything back.
Well, Sean's here.
Well, that's exciting. Home.
Okay, let me in.
Thanks.
Hey.
Yo.
I didn't even miss anything because Rob broke the whole show.
Fox.
still got the Stanley Cup on?
They might as well.
Yeah. The game is exciting, man. Hawks win tonight, they win the cup.
Can you still play hockey?
Yeah, I guess.
In Canada.
That would be funny if they just held the Philly-Chicago Stanley Cup in Canada.
They should just play it in Canada because
that's where people care.
And they never win the cup. So
at least they're not here.
Guarantee they're winning. What was the last cup that went to Canada?
Oilers? I thought it was great enough in 99.
Canadians?
They won in 99.
Canadians, huh?
I thought the Devils did.
Didn't they beat the Canadians beat the Kings at some point?
Right, mid-90s, huh?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Oilers lost to the Hurricanes? Is that a team?
Sure, why not? Oh, oops. And now she's not even going to shut up. That's the most important thing.
No, if she doesn't listen live, and we don't
this completely her. Worked when I did this earlier. I don't.
I'm trying to ask you, whatever it's going to be. 99-2000 was the Devils. 2000-2001 was Colorado. 92-93 was the Canadiens.
Wow.
Last Canadian Cup.
That was crazy.
Seventh straight candidate. Right after that, Montreal, Edmonton.
To Edmonton.
Montreal, to Edmonton. Calgary.
Forget about that Calgary one.
That run came right after 900 run.
Yep.
And four before that one. That was
Okay. Yeah. Then Philly heard a run, right?
Oh, before that.
Oh.
That I know what I even looked at. I know the Canadian disrupted the Flyers back and back. They beat the Flyers in the finals.
Yeah, they're
in 3
weeks. Okay.
They went on their four.
That's
the coach.
Who was the star player of that team?
I couldn't tell you. I was
Yeah.
You know what it might be? It might just be because I'm playing sounds from my computer, but it's looping.
That's what I'm playing. Like I'll play the sounds.
All right. Are you online?
Yeah.
You're not
I'm invisible though.
Oh, okay. Let me send you the intro. Also don't know how we're going to be doing the music break, but
let's not do one.
All right.
Yeah, we already had a music break basically.
I'd have no music break.
How about the music break is we just get up from the table and leave the mics on,
yes.
And we just do shit for like 10 minutes and they could hear us like in the background.
Yeah, it's still doing it.
Chop the juice.
Yeah.
Yeah, still doing it.
Sure, you got music on
it. It's the board. You have a setting on where it's faded out.
You got music on your computer, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's just that
I don't really keep anything on my iTunes computer. Just do some sound effects for this show.
Oh, there's no sound effects?
I can get songs on the internet, though. Whatever you want.
Want some fries?
Okay.
They're not bad.
They look good.
They're actually really good.
Okay. Open shitty. Nice touch.
It's getting sunny here the other day.
You see the dual Photoshop treatment we got on the support?
Good,
me neither.
Yeah.
I made that my Facebook photo.
Yeah. Now I know what I should go to the painting a little bit. It's really nice. See your brothers here? Come on.
No.
Thank you.
Fuck.
What was that,
Clint? That was my name. Sorry, guys. Check. 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 Never mind. I think I'm going to figure out a solution. How is she going to help?
Imagine if she's looking.
She doesn't even know how to use a fucking computer.
She's in studio with Zach Wild. Right,
even if she was.
Noah sent you an email.
Oh, wow. Thanks.
What's she doing?
She's probably in studio with Zach Wild.
Okay, I got it. I got it.
Podcast, so
I truly, truly got it.
No, really, it's great.
Ready? Everybody ready?
I find it.
No, I got it.
She's giving her troubleshooting tips.
Oh, great, thanks. You're really helpful. All right, ready? Everybody.
Yeah.
Hi!
Yay! We made it! We made it online!
Great for us.
Woo! We're the best! Who needs Noah, right, guys?
Yeah.
Everything is problem-free here on the Metal Injection Livecast. Can everybody hear?
No. Yeah. I wanted to fuck with Rob so bad.
I'm taking over. Noah's not here today, so I'm taking over as producer of the show. Normally, I'm just like the stoner of the show and the music break guy.
Yeah.
So a little tense there. But we made it, guys.
Are you recording?
We are recording. Okay. Welcome to the Noah-less edition of the Metal Injection Livecast. Who needs girls? Right, guys? Who needs them?
Yeah.
Yeah, burps.
Hand got his pants.
Wait, those aren't my pants.
Oh, hey now. We got that.
Once you said that, it wasn't jerking me off.
Whoa.
I didn't say it was jerking anybody off.
You're just mashing it a little bit.
That's just how Sid does it. He just mashes.
It's like the back of my hand. I just rub my knuckles against it.
Makes sense to me.
Like squeezing Play-Doh into a keyhole.
Oh.
All right. We have a caller.
Already?
Shocking.
Let's see if this guy gets through.
I don't believe you.
203. I think it might just be Colin. I'm not sure. 203, you're on the air.
Yep, it's me.
Okay, just making sure. How's it going, Colin?
Good.
Is it really good?
Yeah.
All right, thanks a lot for the call.
Thank you, Colin.
That was Colin, our caller. Our number one caller.
If you're a new listener, Colin calls our hotline and just listens to the show through the phone.
Which you can do too by dialing 646-929-1357. But why would you waste your minutes?
And and by not joining the list of 2010 and its technology.
I'm saying maybe he has it at home.
Well, here's what it is. Maybe you're listening or you're watching, or you can't be watching, but you're listening, and then your mom's like, go out and get me some milk. And then you're like, but mom, listen, it's the live cast. And it's like, I don't care, I want milk. So then you'd be like, well, screw you, mom. I'm going to be on the phone with the live cast as I get my milk. Well, your milk.
Right.
You're being the mom. Does that make sense?
Can it be our milk?
Or that. Somebody says my Cartman impression sucks. That wasn't a Cartman impression.
You know, as you started doing that voice, I thought you were doing Cartman.
That's just how bad your mom voice is that it sounds more like a Cartman.
Oh, no, I'm like, but ma.
Oh, the
that
song.
But ma. That wasn't my, I wasn't trying to do Cartman. Maybe the voice was inspired by Cartman, but it was not fully Cartman. I will tell you that much. Where am I?
We should reenact that whole bit and just have Shlomo's mother call in. Do that with Shlomo.
Shlomo is a big topic
of controversy,
in the forums for Shlomo.
Want to go on with that?
Well, of course, Shlomo is one of our listeners.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's a little socially awkward, let's say. And in the forums, he's coming in every forum and starting an argument with people. Like, people are just talking about music, and then it becomes like a political or a religious argument or something like that. And then some kids are fed up, so, I mean, you know.
There's an anti-Shlomo campaign.
There is a thread called the No Shlomo's Club.
Oh.
It's got a little out of hand, to the point where I decided that I'm going to start a poll on the forum to see if we should ban Shlomo, because people are really...
I was thinking of putting that poll in.
That's not how the polls on the forum work. Jenny would approve. She does. In fact, she's in the chat room saying, I'm for it.
She's for it?
She's for it.
Well, she's moving up the ladder now, because a week ago, first she said, oh, he's cute, and I wouldn't mind seeing his shirt off. Now it's like, let's see his penis.
2010,
yeah.
We're all, you know.
Yeah,
next week she's going to be tossing your salad.
It's true. It's true. Over the phone.
And the next week.
That's right. And if you want to toss Sean's salad, just give us a call, 646-929-1357.
Can we put that poll on the forum?
Who wants to toss Sean's salad? Jimmy's going to rig the poll.
Can we have a PayPal link to this?
How much do you pay for having your asshole?
I guess like a pack of Parliament Lights.
I was going to say, I can work out some pair of skis,
right? Yeah, just an 8-pack of Guinness and a pack of Parliament Lights, and you're so sad. You have it for the weekend.
2 seconds ago, it was just a pack of Parliament Lights.
Yeah. Now it's a Guinness, a pack of Guinness.
He's realizing that he has some leverageable talent.
Yeah.
True.
The talent being sitting still
having
up his asshole.
Yeah.
Oy.
Ooh.
Oh.
Hey, we're doing a radio. We're doing a live podcast.
Oh, they're wrapping a noose around my neck. What the hell?
We'll do it live. This is a new segment on the show called Tie Darren Up.
Holy crap. It's a new segment on the show called Rob Isn't Talking to His Mic Anymore.
I'm not even kidding. He just ran a cord around like my neck, almost strangled.
That wasn't a cord.
First of all, it was the back of your neck. How am I going to strangle the back of your neck?
You went around the front first, and then like
I decided against it.
Yeah.
So here we are, talking about my cord.
what cord is that?
So my charger for the studio computer.
And the chat room would like to know if you would agree to Noah's brother Bruno licking your asshole.
Yeah, because I'm a little partial to beagles. I have a beagle terrier mix at home, and so it would give me a little slice of hometown flavor.
I think what we do is we freeze a little log of peanut butter and we pound it up your ass, and he just goes wild.
Sure, that's fine. Or if you just like freeze a water dish with a bunch of fruit in it. Like it'll do the same.
He wouldn't know it. You're like, poor Bruno. Fucking dog. Come on. He looks his own ass.
All right. I believe we have a caller on the line. And I believe it's Shlomo. 718?
Yeah, hello.
It is Shlomo. What's up, Shlomo?
Hello.
How are you?
Shlomo is a little dejected.
Hello?
How are you?
I'm good. Rob?
Yeah.
Rob?
Rob.
Rob.
Huh?
Yes?
He wants to talk about tennis today.
Actually, I'm good. Well, it's funny that people have been hating me for being different than them.
Who's been dating you?
No, different. Hating me on the site.
They've been hitting you on the site?
Hating.
Why do you think they don't like you?
Because I think different. I think different than them. Like when I post something which they don't really like, they don't really like because it's wrong by a political stance than there.
Maybe it's because they just feel that you just hijack any conversation you come into and make it political.
Give me an example. Go on the forum right now and give me an example of him taking a completely non-political subject and just...
I'm not going to look it up right now.
I've only seen him like make his own threads.
Well, bottom line, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I feel like, Shlomo, you're really like teetering on the precipice.
Did you say teetling?
Yeah, teetling. No, I feel like you're really close to getting kicked off, and I want you to be able to make the case. Now.
Yeah, we like you, Shlomo. We want you to hang out, but...
But
you
if
know.
Rob puts it to a poll, you know everybody's going to vote you off the site.
I thought it was tied, so I voted no.
You made a poll already?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought
you wanted to.
The poll has happened because of the uprising.
I feel like Shlomo should be allowed to call onto our show, but not post.
I'm fine. I have no problems with Shlomo.
He's totally out of control posting. I have to admit, that's really true.
So are some of the other dipshits on that forum.
I'm not arguing with that.
You can't just single him out.
You shouldn't call him.
Well, he posts like
Mongoloid.
Yeah, that's fine.
the vote is now 9-7 that he should be banned.
Really? 16 people is who are engaging? How long
started?
Up?
Like
3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Look at this. Yeah. Shlomo has been on the board since April, and he has 554 posts.
What?
What's his icon there?
Here's some reference. Somebody joined a year ago, Flesh Eater, who is a regular, like a member of the site, he has 780 posts.
Jesus.
Just to give you an idea of how many posts, Shlomo has built up in 2 months.
A lifetime ranks?
I'm sure I could look it up. For example, Keep It Wilson, he's at 4,000 posts.
4,000?
But he's been on the site for like over 2 years.
4,000?
Yeah.
Yep.
4,000?
He has good taste in music.
As Rob Injection, I have 101 posts. But to be fair, for the longest time, I was Metal Injection.
Keeper Wolfson has been on the site since 1961.
He was one of the early.
On the
Jefferson Airplane Injection.
Yeah. Type 1 if you agree.
Yeah. Insert your punch card.
He was posting from ENIAC.
This is Roger Ebert. He's going to do that every week sometime. He's going to wear his logo. Roger Ebert to show up.
Let me see. I want to find Metal Injection so I can see how many posts I did. But, I mean, I'm not, like, super active. I like to just let...
We know that about you, Rob.
Oh. You can tell by your facial hair.
What? All right.
Basketball shoes.
Well, I'm not going to say why I'm wearing my mask, but all right.
What?
There's a hole in the pocket.
What?
Why are you wearing that? What do you mean you're not going to say?
Well, you know. Anyway, as Metal Injection, I only have
255.
I'm relaxing.
You can easily tuck in the elastic waistband.
I'm gonna say,
what are you talking?
He's sitting next to Sean. He wants to hide any embarrassing pop-ups.
Yeah. Some uprisings of the polls.
Anyway, so I don't want to make this sound like, you know, it's a competition now to get the most amount of posts. I was just pointing out that Shlomo, you already made 500 posts in less than 2 months. That just shows how, like, ridiculous you go with the posting.
What's going on?
He's getting some milk.
He realized there was Shabbos.
Shabbos somewhere.
Yeah.
Nah, whatever. All right, we got another caller, 916. 916,
hey,
you're on the air.
How's it going, guys? It's Austin.
Hey. What's up, Austin? How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I just got back from San Francisco, but I had some questions for you guys about, like,
uh-oh.
you know, just stuff, reading on the forums.
Okay.
I guess we'll just fire away then. My first was just, this is actually kind of an off-topic question, but did any of you guys ever consider pushing the broadcast back an hour so that all the listeners on the West Coast could call in at 4:20?
That actually wouldn't work because that would be 7:20 out here.
Yeah, but
back,
for
mean,
them, it would, you know, it would be...
You
know,
push it forward an hour.
No, we can't.
Earlier.
We definitely can't. Yeah, we can't do that. Yeah, that's definitely
yeah,
not possible.
I was just curious. It was just kind of, you know, obviously just curious.
Yeah, no, we can barely start on time at 8. You want us to start
yeah.
an hour earlier?
I noticed.
Like, if anything, we should start an hour later. We should keep it at 8, but really go live at 9.
Yeah.
It's happened before. Yeah, I heard the beginning of the show.
That's actually what we were doing when we were on 10. We just couldn't get it on. It was supposed to be at 8. Get on at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Hey.
What?
Really?
Is that Darren?
I don't know. Do you have any other questions?
Oh, yeah, my second question was, have you guys ever considered selling one of those Thor Shred Steam pictures that you have on Facebook? It's like a poster, you know?
Selling? Well, first
like
of all, we don't have
poster, you know, that you would...
Yeah, how much are you willing to pay for it?
I don't know, something like that. I'd probably pay, like, 25, just maybe even 40.
Wait a minute. 25, maybe even 40 for a Thor Shredsky poster?
If you guys signed it, I'd probably pay a lot more. I don't know, but that was just something that I thought.
Hold on. What about this guy? Like, this guy in Texas?
You live in Texas?
Yeah, the man's just not.
Sorry, I didn't hear that.
How much would you pay to fly Thor Shredsky out to your home to hang out with you for a weekend and eat your food?
And document it.
Yeah.
And potentially smoke your weed.
And sleep with your grandpa, sister, and mother.
Well, I can tell you this. I can tell you this, Austin. While I don't think there are any plans for any Thor posters at the moment.
About an 8x10.
And I think we can arrange an 8x10.
Wallet size.
I don't know about the wallet. The wallet size would be a little extra.
Mug, keychain, and baby pin.
By the way, that joke.
I got an intense echo.
I have a gigantic wallet. Yeah, we call it a wallet now. Like a man.
It's pretty big. It's like a female wallet. A wallet, if you will. It's a wallet.
It's not like
No, it's huge. It's just like twice the height of a regular wallet.
Oh, is it like one of those dollar width ones?
No.
What?
Wallet is just way too
long. Sean is shocked.
It's like a Japanese fanny pack.
Wait, we said that 8 times last week.
Japanese fanny pack?
Yeah.
That's like a Japanese thing.
That's like it's a waste of search engine optimization.
Oh, God. You know, give me a break.
They're suggesting in the chat that we should have metal injection condoms.
We already told them last week.
Mondoms? No, condoms.
We should, since the beginning of the show was fucked up.
No.
Well, I don't know. Often, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't guarantee a Thor
8x10.
But I can say if I'm not stoned, I'll do it. If you want to send me your address.
I don't know how much info I have, but I can tell you that my junkie username is Claytality with a 1 instead of an I or I don't know.
Send Rob injection a private message. In fact, anybody who wants a
I will do that.
Signed 8x10, send Rob injection a private message.
And a self-addressed stamped envelope and a money order for $50.
Can I just tell you all one or do I need?
No,
we'll negotiate the price.
I'll have to talk to Thor. I mean, I don't know how much he wants for all this.
He's probably going to need a lot for, you know, his
or some blow.
flip out of rehab. I heard about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, somebody can just donate some blow to Thor.
Or some fancer, right?
Some fancer, yeah. It'd be fine. Well, all right. Do you have any other questions, Austin?
Yeah, just one more quick one. Because I was reading the recovery forum a couple nights ago, and Sid mentioned that one of his favorite bands was the Pixies, and I actually have Doolittle and Surfer Rasa on vinyl, and I was curious which of, like, you know, their entire discography was Sid's mm-hmm. favorite.
Surfer Rosa is my favorite, definitely.
Cool. Yeah. Doolittle was the first I heard, and for some reason it still has a lot of sticking power with me. It's kind of like Injustice for All. For some people, you know, like, they might have heard Ride the Lightning later, but it's something like that, but I still love them both, you know. The sound is just perfect on vinyl. I only heard it once because my friend actually took it to his military base, but it was worth it.
And you get the bonus with Surfer Rosa of the topless chick on the cover.
Which one has Monkey on the head?
That's Doolittle.
That's Doolittle.
Doolittle has more of the hits.
I'm waiting for Sid to answer the question and ask him like you knew it.
Yeah, they were.
There is a delay.
I heard that.
Yeah, they were raw, though. I mean, I could definitely see how it's pretty obvious how Nirvana was influenced by them.
Yeah, well, Kurt Cobain said that the Teen Spirit was his attempt at a Pixies cover.
Yeah, he was spouting their praise a couple times. I mean, I've read some interviews.
Okay.
I haven't read any.
Why did you marry Kurt Cobain?
You can't marry somebody after the
Why not?
Have you tried with
I love you, Sid.
We didn't try to marry
him. Game of Plato, remember?
That's what you brought.
That was my brother.
Dude, I love that show, all right? I grew up on that show. Don't fucking talk shit on different shows. Game of Plato.
Yeah,
she's been dead.
Whoa. She was an overdose?
Yeah, or something like that. She had a shit problem.
I saw the behind the music. Or
no, Eat True Hollywood.
Yeah.
Get your channels.
Unfortunately, Sid, I think my...
All right, cool. Well, Austin, thanks for calling in and being inclusive.
No problem.
I just watched the episode.
Hold on. Let me say goodbye to Austin. Austin, thanks for calling in and being a... inclusive listener. And
yeah, no
we'll talk to you later. Keep listening.
Yep. Take it easy.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, I was just watching the Different Strokes episode where they had the guy was a pedo and he owned a bicycle.
Oh, it's a two-parter.
Yeah,
it's a
two-parter
with the chip. I remember it like it was yesterday because I've seen that two-parter.
Well, that was the first time Rob Black saw.
Well, I was like, oh, Sam's really attractive. I should beat up.
Wait, didn't the little black guy take a shirt off?
Yeah. They both.
We have a new title for the episode. Didn't the little black kid take his shirt off?
Anyway, I do out of three titles with mentioning pedo stuff. No, Arnold really wants a bike, so Mr. Drummond goes and goes to the bike store. And, like, I forgot exactly why.
Well, they end up in the bodega.
Yeah.
No, they're I thought they were in the grocery store, but oh no, that's something else. Go ahead.
No. That's when they get kidnapped.
Yeah.
Yeah, Arnold and Dudley get taken into the back by the bike store owner, and he gives them wine. They're like watching perverted Mickey Mouse cartoons and stuff. And then he gets Dudley's shirt off, and Arnold just runs screaming, you know. And he gives him.
Did Dudley stay for?
Dudley stayed.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he wants that.
That's the story I want to hear.
They kind of imply.
They always have those. I remember there was like a Boy Meets World like that too, and it was like
a very special.
Yeah, like who needs these episodes?
Was Bud Savage's little brother?
Yeah. Well, no, he wasn't the one that got molested. It was a summer camp thing, and he and this other kid,
Sean,
were no. It wasn't a regular cast member. They were like both vying for the affection of the camp leader, and the camp leader was like. Pick an assistant, and he picked the other kid, the extra, over Ben Savage, and Savage was pissed. But then that kid got sexually harassed, so he was like, oh, okay.
What was the harassment? Was it 15?
I didn't really even understand it fully until years later.
Unwanted cuddling.
Anyway, we have another caller. 603, you're on the air.
Oh, nice.
603, what's your name?
This is Jim.
Yeah. Jim.
Yeah. The one and only Jim.
There's only one Jim?
Yeah, there is. In the context of... Yeah, this is Entropy Jim.
Okay, well, you have such a unique name, Jim, that it's just like, oh, we're supposed to immediately recognize you. No, Jim does an old podcast on Metal Injection called The Entropy Week. And he has children you can hear. And over the weekend, he helped me with the server switch. So you can thank Jim for the much faster Metal Injection time.
Hey, hey.
Yeah, it's just the door. So what's going on, Jim?
Oh, I wanted to request a Metal Misha and Thor Shredstein picture together.
Wow.
If you could get them to both pose together, then I would buy that.
Well, we'd have to fly Metal out for that, because Thor isn't flying anywhere, so we'd have to fly Misha from Moscow to New Jersey, but we might be able to arrange that.
But he's not out here? It's not
No, as soon as Sasha was just in town for his old friend, Tony Allen. That was it. lots of stories. Is your kid also a fan of the live cast stream?
Oh yeah, she's listening too. Actually, she's right here.
Yeah.
I'm trying to queue up some Care Bears for her. Yeah.
Why do you want? Ask her which one of us sounds sexy and such.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm gonna ask.
Yeah, so don't really ask. We don't want it. I mean, we all know I sound sexy anyway, so it doesn't even matter.
Sure,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean,
all right, well, that's really all I had to
he's like, all right, I gotta get out of here. This is way too awkward. This guy's gonna
call BCFS. I'm gonna
hang up. Downtown Call Child Services.
Dad, I can go to school. Get you on a pool first. I go first. Okay?
Jim's going to hang up the phone. He's going to totally crash.
I think so. I can't hear what you're saying. It's probably a good thing.
All right, Jim. Well, thanks for calling in. Check out Jim's show, The Entropy League.
Yeah, all right.
What?
Thanks. Talk to you guys later.
By the way, there was a Gary Coleman joke in the chat.
Sure.
Word is that Gary Coleman had multiple strokes, and while they were in quick succession, they were quite different.
I get it.
Work could be different.
They use both the words different and strokes.
Yeah.
It's because he was on that show.
Yeah, Silver Spoons, I think, right?
No, Growing Pain.
Oh, I never watched that one.
Really? I watched all of them.
George Clooney?
Yeah. Well,
how you learned English?
No, I learned English through wrestling, actually.
Oh.
Like, legitimate. Because my parents were both
like men on the block? Like, on the street?
No, professional wrestling on television.
That's why he could only talk to you in the shirt with some heavy metal.
That's why I'm wearing the basketball shirt. It's my ring gear. Look, it's like.
That's why he took his GED test and his shirt off.
That's why he passed. Hey, listen, whatever works.
Look at Rob cramming a jalapeno popper in his mouth.
I gotta tell you, this is the most interesting jalapeno popper.
Told you.
There's like 93 layers.
Yes, it's wonderful. It comes out to about like $1.
Is it wrapped in human skin?
I think it's bacon.
No.
It's shrimp and cheese in it. It's wrapped in
Shut
bacon.
The fuck up. Really?
Delicious. Oh, boy.
Let's see it.
Put my cholesterol
down. The whole flesh off.
Yeah, you pulled all the bacon off. And there's like just a jalapeno just sitting there.
It's actually none of them. There's no shrimp in there.
There's shrimp.
Where? Where's shrimp at?
It's probably a little further down.
We should just do a show where you just eat everything. Describe what you're eating.
It's weird, like eating, wow, instant, wow, my heart is like, wow.
Jalapenos are hot, man.
Well, Rob needs a timeout. My heart.
Oh,
Rob versus Mood. Very right in the chat room. Mood wins.
the medical injection quadruple bypass episode. Fuck Regis Philbin.
It's pretty good.
Whoa.
am I backing up or is that my heart fire?
Our apartment's kind of a fire trap.
That's so lifelike. Oh my god, get the paddles. I think Rob's going to take a shit now.
I thought it was supposed to be like a double beef.
Ah! Oh, Rob. Yeah. Rob's now washing his hands. I'm so sad. I'm going to have my last chicken finger.
This is like gorillas in the mist. I feel like Sigourney Weaver. This isn't the first time.
I'm out of stuff.
Yeah. Please play it.
That, just watching that made my heart race. All right, we're doing a show here.
Yeah, can you?
Hey, I'm not here. You guys are doing great without me. Okay.
I need two mics.
Double it up.
I'm double fisting this. Do you have any beer?
You double what?
I do have beer.
Give me one.
Oh, yeah, one. Shut
up. It's like a walk down.
We're very professional here.
So for this week, we're doing the show.
We're doing it in our Williamsburg annex.
Yeah, and Rob, I am Rob to
direction. I'm wearing Ray-Bans and a fedora right now for the occasion.
Williamsburg is like the hip bar to town in Brooklyn.
Well, I should. Well, let's say this. All right. Ever since I was a little kid, it was ghetto. Actually, let's go back to like 100 years ago, and they were like, it was just Jews. It was all Jews.
Right.
Then some, like,
this was pre or post Holocaust?
This was pre Holocaust and during and after the Holocaust.
What about the Polacks and Greenpoint?
That's like the next town over. But like, all right, so like let's say 60s or 70s, they built a bunch of projects here. So like an influx of like, it was just like black people, Puerto Rican people, and everyone moved out except the Jews. So the Jews were sit like next door.
Is this a true story or are you?
No, this was completely.
Were they to pass up a bargain?
But they hate each other. So it was like constantly riots and fights.
Well, it's like Israel and Palestine. They like to be surrounded by their enemies.
The Jews started building a fucking fence on Lorimer Street. No, but but now in the past, what would you say, 7 or 8 years? Like, just been hipsters.
I would say at least 10 years.
Yeah, so now I guess like people graduating college, they can't afford
No. It's expensive shit, man. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
For the Beach Village.
But no, I'm saying why it started 10 years ago.
Oh.
When it was cheap, people started moving in here because it was ghetto.
I think they wanted to make a new Lower East Side or make a new,
basically,
you know, kind of.
It's in the view of Manhattan. It's like near Manhattan.
These hipsters are basically priced out of the Lower East Side, so they're like, all right, let's move to Williamsburg.
So now you had like guys walking up with like Atari T-shirts and you know whatever teenage fan club and fedoras, and the next block you'll see a guy like someone trying to sell crack, and then the next block is like Orthodox Jews with the hat and shit.
Don't get into Puerto Rico.
Well, also I feel that like actually creative artistic people moved here at one point, and then all these the first wave.
When you say that, you mean queers, right?
Yep. However you want to interpret that. Mm-hmm. And
we'll call them starving artists.
And then
starving for cock.
I have a shirt that says that.
And then all of a sudden, all these rich kids graduate high school and they get their mommies and daddies to buy them a fancy loft in Williamsburg, and then they just dress like they're a starving artist.
Yes. Sort of like what the Strokes did.
Yeah, pretty much.
Kind of like any indie band that came out after 2000.
Pretty much, yeah.
But no, when I moved to New York City in 2004, it was already fully gentrified the way it is right now. So it had to have happened.
Period at the end of the sentence.
True, I moved to Williamsburg. And I got to tell you, I mean, like, I've lived in Brooklyn my whole life.
How much hipster trim you pulled so far?
Oh my god, so much.
What is his name?
His name is Blake. He's bartendering. He's really just trying to get his script off the ground.
Down there, pick it up.
Old Rob bent over to pick it up. That's how it started. Like dropping the soap.
No, but it's really culture shock for me. Like, the things people wear here. Like, I have to try not to make weird reactions with my face. Like, whoa! Like,
really?
I've totally caught myself doing that. Like, what are you wearing, buddy?
Like dudes in weird outfits, like half-naked girls.
No, dudes in weird outfits. Mm-hmm. Half-naked girls, that's a different type of woe.
That's like a Joey Lawrence moe.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good one.
No, the dude, yeah, cause, you know, around here. Because I lived, what, about 5 blocks away before the 2 years when I moved. And it's like, yeah, dude, deep V, you know, T-shirts. And,
yeah. Lederhosen.
Yeah, fedoras and sweet new haircuts. And
carrying a bow and arrow on their back.
Right. And pointy-toed alligator, like, elk shoes, you know, like kind of.
Just, handlebar mustaches.
Exactly. Well, that's, fingers, that's okay. I'll always side with the mustache.
This whole neighborhood is like a shit that Gogo Bordello took.
That's true. Start wearing purple.
Is he like Gogo Bordello well known enough to be able to make that joke?
I hope so. Yeah. They had Dillinger Escape flying up in front.
Well, really? They're pretty. They're surprised. I mean, I don't know if metalheads know.
They're open for Primus, man.
Yeah. But he is, or the band is surprisingly huge.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Poppers you got left there.
No, why don't we move down to the next fried food?
Buffalo wings dipped in cheese.
Gotta put it down.
Hey, guys, are we doing a show here or what?
No, we're trying to.
I'm contributing.
To clogging your arteries.
Yeah.
I like that our...
Let me get this straight. When Sid was eating the whole first half of the show, it's totally fine. Yeah, we're eating for a good while.
Yeah, but we were daintily sharing fries.
Yeah, it was
you were.
Oh, so because I'm not sharing fries with you. Yeah. That's why. That's because I had to watch you guys. You
couldn't hear our masticating on the microphone.
I don't do any I don't do any of that on air. I don't know what you're talking about. I wait until the show's over.
Excuse me. Take your mastication elsewhere, preferably into a bathroom on an airplane.
It's about to crash. Mm-hmm. Thank you guys for the mile high.
Not 11! Once again, our phone number is 646-929-1357.
9-11 could have been a target of the Arabs who had some jalapeno poppers. They would have been distracted.
But it was wrapped in bacon. They would have freaked out. It would have burned through their hands.
Right, that was the trap. They would have.
Oh, thanks.
They would have exploded.
Thanks, Bob.
That's right. So with my balls out.
I like that Jenny in the chat writes, "I'm embarrassed for you guys."
Why? My shirt's already off.
Oh, Jenny's jealous now. Wait, I think I hear her at the door already. She came on over.
She's got a guy attached to her butthole.
Yeah, is she using a fart funnel right now?
I don't know.
Wait, she's actually outside. I hear the rose petals being thrown at her feet. That's
a call? No.
That's a good band name.
But one thing I just want to mention, Darren, you when you came here, you took a train, and you were like pretty much on the very like tip of Williamsburg, I would say. That's like the very end.
The
J. Brown. Yeah. Like you're saying that, like the part, if you go up further, I don't know, I guess north, that's where it's just full on hipster parade.
Right.
Like
yeah,
24/7.
Right now. This is the cusp between Little Puerto Rico, Jewtown.
This is like, we're like pretty close to Bushwick even. Like
yeah.
It's really only a 10 minute bike ride to Bushwick. So.
But Bushwick is more
east. Is it east? Okay, so if you go further up west, I don't know. I don't know. I only live here. But anyway, moving on.
Yes.
Have you guys heard of icing? Do you guys know what this is? Icing?
Yes.
Being iced?
Vaguely.
So there's this new game. I don't know how it started. Maybe online. Where
are you talking about ice fishing?
Icing.
Oh.
It's the act of presenting one. Presenting somebody else with a warm Smirnoff Ice. Well, it doesn't have to be warm, but it's better.
Okay.
And then that person that you present it to must drink it right there on the spot.
Like chug?
Yes.
Okay. Not
The only way they could get out of it is if they themselves are holding a Smirnoff Ice and reverse
the icing.
I need to carry one in my bag.
So the icer becomes the ice-y. And if you don't do this, you're considered a pussy. That's like the other end.
If you don't blow me, you're a fag.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it's, but it's totally caught on. It's this crazy phenomenon.
Among douchebags.
Among idiots.
Where is this? Is this on the street?
All over. Car? All, anywhere. You can be iced anywhere.
In the library.
People have been iced at jobs. People have been iced at work. People
at
finance.
Jobs and at work.
Jobs at work, yes. It's crazy.
Well, sometimes you walk into a job. Yeah. You're talking about awkward hand jobs behind the
at your career.
It's like the business. It's ridiculous. That's where they're in their living.
So, I mean, really, it's the ultimate punishment. Because, I mean, Smirnoff ice is
really
disgusting.
Well,
what is worse? What is worse than drinking a warm... What is worse than drinking a warm... I would rather someone fart in my face than having to drink a warm Smirnoff ice.
What about getting stabbed in the dick?
I'd have to think about it.
That's fine.
No, a lady's shaving razor.
Oh, like really? Like sever?
Yeah.
Or like just in the peephole?
Both.
Will there be cutting, or will it just stay in the urethra?
I'll jam it like at the
you're doing
the
this.
Point.
I don't want to do it anymore.
See what I'm saying?
I don't trust your
terrible.
Your shaky hand.
It'll be like a hot dog that's been boiling too long.
No.
Oh my god. Oh, the mental image.
Yeah.
Spam that. No.
Jenny says you're turning me on.
Oh
yeah, we know.
It really takes a lot to do.
Mutilation.
No, but you bring that up and remind me of the story of my old man when he in Vietnam when they went to like
touch
camp,
him.
They had to get their a Q-tip swab in their pee hole. That's how they check their STD before you.
How do they do it now?
You just get a blood test.
But they have blood tests?
I don't think so.
How old is your dad? 100?
Yeah, this is World War I. This is actually the Falklands. No, the Falklands. Sorry, that was in the 80s.
Grenada.
Your father's 35. Desert Storm. This is right after Mission Accomplished.
No, let's be honest. Your dad never actually went to the military. He was just gay. And that's how he got off.
He might be listening.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Sean's dad, if you're listening, call us. We want to know if you're gay. 646-929-1357.
Hey, I got to get you home to your boy, Sean. But you got syphilis.
Wait, you said to abort me?
To your boy. Your boy back home. We got to get you home safe.
I'm actually going home tomorrow night.
There you go.
Just at 8 o'clock tonight. Yeah, it's his 60th birthday on the 15th. So I'm going to give him a shout-out. He turned 60. Sure.
My dad's birthday is the 15th of June as well.
Yeah. What? What year was he born?
14.
Do you guys have the same dad?
No.
Holy shit!
My dad was born on the middle day of the middle month of the middle year of this century.
Oh.
June 15th, 1950.
So your dad's 2 years younger than me. My dad wasn't a Nanda.
Why did he wait so long to have children?
You probably should have waited longer.
No. So you could have, like, eyes on either side of your forehead?
Yeah.
But isn't Sid, like, 3 years older than you?
Am I?
What is it? Are you?
How old is Sid? I'm 30.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine. But still, I'm the baby of the family. Like, I got a sister 10 years older than me.
Yeah.
Like, I was definitely a mistake. Like, I, you know, like, accidental non-pullout.
Broke through the diaphragm.
Yeah, which actually, let's go up to Wisconsin Dell, Kathy. And you forgot to pull out.
Well, maybe she got a hold of one of them cock swabs.
On accident, tripped and fell on in a Burmese tiger trap.
Hold on, honey. I just want to make sure you don't have an STD.
Into the airlock. Someone in the chat room says, that's your name. Has anyone ever walked in on their parents?
I have not.
Fuck it. No. God, no.
No.
What would you do if that happened?
No, I've known when they are, but I've never walked in on
them. Hey, hear them?
Yeah. No, they would let us, they had a code of get out of the house, go see a movie, or go do something, and then leave it out. Or I would call on, like, a Saturday morning, and when I was in college, it would be, like, 11:30 or 12:30 or something like that, and my mom would be like,
We're still in bed.
Oh, come on, people.
So none of your parents are, like, open about that? Like, oh, yeah, we're going to have sex later.
Oh, no, that's what I'm trying to say. But they are open, but they're not while we're in there.
I see.
I don't think my parents had sex after having me.
Are you being serious? Are you hoping that?
Are they both really unattractive?
On the inside.
We discussed this once. Kind of danced around it.
There's not much going on in that relationship other than being too old and tired to
really
peace out.
Do they love each other or what?
Probably not.
They?
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, that's so sad.
Maybe it's like friends because they've known each other for like.
How old are they?
In their mid 60s.
He just told us.
Yeah.
2 years old, 62.
That's frightening. Man.
Yeah.
Such a bad future to look forward to.
Yeah.
But isn't that what happens, though? All old couples just sort of hate each other?
But
yeah,
most old couples had love at some point.
You think they never loved each other?
I'm not sure.
Is it because of you?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You're so damn charming.
It's true. I'm what kept them together. I'm the glue.
Oh, okay.
So you're what that Blink-182 song is about. They're going to get it for the kids.
Oh.
I see you more like,
what a terrible reference.
Wow.
I think the worst shirt I ever had was I actually owned a Chevelle T-shirt.
Oh.
Yeah. No, but I do have to say, being from Chicago, it was one that was still like a bar band from Chicago, and immediately when they became Chevelle on alternative rock radio,
you had a Chevelle shirt when they were still a Tool tribute band.
Exactly.
What's to pay tribute to?
You know, the Tool thing. I don't know. I will go on a limb and say I think is it Enema or Anima and Undertow are two really good records. Everything else,
no.
They can build.
Yeah, Letter Alice is really bad.
Yeah.
I'm not really like a lot of people really like that album, but I don't really like it.
Would you say, hey, would you like to hear an hour long bass riff?
Sure, but I know I gotta admit Maynard got some fucking pipes on him. Like that guy.
Yeah, he's a really good
note.
No, I really like Tool, and seeing them live was just like really, really incredible.
Well, nowish. I hated seeing them when I was younger, and you couldn't even see the band on stage.
Oh, yeah.
Just back
well, you know what? I honestly, I really hate Maynard as a person. Like, as a musician.
I just hate wine.
As a musician, I mean, I think he's awesome, but, like, his whole idea, like, he's such a douche. He's such a total, total douche.
Is that because you hate bisexuals?
Well.
Is he bisexual?
Yeah.
Robbie, I'm a chance.
No, well, like, you know, he'd always be like, you know, Tool isn't about band image, it's about the music, and that's why they would do that kind of stuff.
Never
like,
looked up that dude, that was true with that.
Well, okay, no, but they took it to another step, like, by not really, like, you know, exposing themselves live and all that stuff. And then he's like, yeah, you know, I don't want to be like a rock star, blah, blah, blah. And now he's like selling wine. The thing that really annoys me is he does wine signings. It's like, and he gets, like, all mad.
You just throw up your mouth?
No. That was, like, a mini cough. That was me getting really mad. No, and then he, like, makes all these jokes about, like, not wanting Tool fans to, you know, just come to his wine signing. But it's like, who the fuck else gives a shit about your dumb fucking wine other than Tool fans?
Yeah, but that doesn't change the fact that I crammed fucking five people in a Honda Civic and drove 3 hours to Champaign, Illinois. I paid $50 to see this fucking shit, and it was just giant visualizations on
stage.
Well,
maybe if you had driven to wine, it was Champaign,
Illinois. Yeah, maybe it was holding a beef with my alcoholic city of reference.
I just... I don't know, he just... kind of annoying, but he does have fantastic stage banter in how he makes fun of the crowd.
He looks good in a wig and a fake bosom.
That's true. All right, we have a call.
He would take a lot back in the late 90s. He would take the stage a lot. Sometimes he'd be in like a big giant bouffant kind of like John Waters-ish wig, and then kind of fake bosoms and everything, like makeup on the whole deal. That was, I saw him with dressed up like that one time, and we saw him a different time, completely painted blue with orange dots going down from his forehead.
Yeah,
the sound of his crap. But
see, thankfully, I actually paid to see them much later in their career when they were past that. Like now, it's just like he's still in the background. He's like by the drummer.
Right.
But you could actually see it.
But I don't know. I've seen some. I saw some clips on YouTube where it was a Tool and Rage somewhere in California, and that looked like the best time to see them because he had like that mohawk mullet thing,
yeah.
And it was actually in like a bar. There's no computer visualization in the background, like trippy shit. It was just them as a band.
Yeah.
And
they're a fucking awesome band too. I mean, it's really, really moving music. And that
yeah, wants me to turn the volume down.
Sorry, no Boo Boo Dolls. That's it.
That he just had Metal Blade release.
Yeah,
the one that
there's a few. They had a bunch of Metal Blade releases.
Oh yeah,
but the only
Boo Boo Dolls.
Yeah,
they were originally signed to Metal Blade.
Oh, okay.
They toured with the Circle Jerks at some point.
Fuck you! Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Fuck you!
I haven't listened to Circle Jerks.
You're a piece of shit. They never toured with Boo Boo Dolls. Fuck. Hey! Fuck!
Maybe with that beautiful singer, Elton John. The only thing I know about the guy from Tool is he's got good taste in comedy.
It's true. Yeah,
he
did
yeah.
show up on Mr. Show. Show. No,
yeah.
Couple,
well, he's friends with Bob Odenkirk
and
David Cross.
He covered the song from Kids in the Hall, Brain Candy. Apparently, he covered the song, one of the songs.
And he's done a couple good B movies like a. The Bikini Bandits movie.
Yeah, that was actually really, really
good,
funny. It was like a short.
Like Jell Biafra played the devil.
He played the devil.
He played the devil, and Jell Biafra's a cop. That's right.
Yeah.
And they're just good B movie tits and ass with
you
like.
You want to explain who Jell Biafra is to the kids listening?
Do people really not know who Jell Biafra is?
I bet most of the kids listening to us do not know who Jell Biafra is.
Are you kidding me? He's a singer of Dead Kennedys, and he's now in. Well, he's got a couple of bands. He's in Lard. He was in Jelly After with the Melvins. Was that the name?
Some stuff in Melvins.
Yeah.
No.
Yep. Now he's got the new one with Guantanamo School of Medicine or something
yeah.
like that. And he's got all the spoken word stuff. And he's really an outspoken.
Some of you kids might recognize him from some voiceover work he did on an Offspring album.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I didn't.
He that. Did like the.
See, that's why I thought you were from Blink-182 because you know this Offspring trivia.
Blink-182 came a little bit after Offspring. By the time Blink-182 came out, I was already over that kind of music.
You're over the pop one.
I remember seeing Blink-182 open for Less Than Jake one time.
Yeah.
And I was there for Less Than Jake, and I didn't even like Less Than Jake that much, but I hated Blink-182. And halfway through Blink's set, they were like, "All right, this is our last song. Thanks everybody for coming out." And then they did that for 45 fucking minutes before every song.
Are you kidding?
And I kept getting excited, like, all right, they need it this time. They're going to finally stop fucking playing. And they kept.
Was this like, when they were, Blink-182 was on their Blink?
No, this is Blink-182. This is right before they broke huge, because they were opening for this.
Well, they got rid of the 182 then.
No. They were originally Blink, yeah.
And then there were some other bands. Yeah. But after that, I was just like, I just finished.
See, that was, I think that was, they were the first to open the door to the shittiness. Because like, after them came Good Charlotte and Simple Plan and all that shit. Like, even, you know, as much as you want to rag on, like, Green Day, I hate them. But, like, their members separately have some good bands. Like, Mike Dirnt was in Screeching Weasel and Billy Joe.
Really.
I mean, he was on, Alienating the Audience was a good album. It was a decent album. And,
but I don't count him as somebody who
was but they had decent
hired hands.
You know, Billy Joe and Pinhead Gunpowder, not Pinhead Circus. But so like they did other shit that was decent, but them.
You mean Angels and Airwaves? You weren't a fan of that.
Sorry, sir.
Oh God.
I feel like
the Transplants.
182 opened the door. They pioneered that nasal whiny ass singing.
No, not at all.
No, they totally did.
No, that was
yeah.
They commercialized it.
Yep.
I think the first band to do that shit, and the chat room can prove me wrong, I think it was Descendants was the first one to do that kind of nerdy noise, that nerdy punk.
Oh,
punk.
I hate them so much.
I love them for that.
No, the Descendants were fantastic.
I disagree with you.
if you must have heard this, the Descendants at some point.
Just the name.
Yeah, I'll play it.
They're fantastic.
Yeah.
What song are you going to play, Rob?
Suburban Home or I Like Food?
Oh, come on. You got to play Hope or Bikage. Oh.
Suburban Home. Yeah.
But for these kids.
I don't know, this sounds a lot less nasal than Blink 182.
But now I'm just saying they started that kind of direction.
But they started like 15, 20 years before Blink 182.
Right, that's what I mean.
Yeah, this is 82.
82, yeah. And like that harmonizing.
That's crazy that this is 82. Sounds way better.
I mean, that was that whole American hardcore explosion out of California with like Black Flag and Minutemen and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But like this stuff led to like NoFX's early shit, and then that kept going with his. This punk, snotty vocal kind of shit.
By the way, am I the only one who was born when this song came out?
I was.
Oh, Sid. Alright, yeah.
Yeah.
You were too.
Good stuff. Check it out.
Fresh.
The Descendants.
And Milo, the lead singer, is what if you know, like a nuclear physicist? He's some kind of crazy.
Yeah, he's a
brain.
Yeah.
What a nerd.
I think. He's a brain disease classes. Yeah. That's my usual medicine.
Yeah.
I guess he really did go to college.
Yeah.
That's what they called it that because they were breaking up after that. If he was
oh, really?
Band. He came back later on.
I didn't like the literature.
Well, everything sucked about that.
No, I mean,
what was the other thing? Like,
Cool to Be You. Where did that one came out? It's like the Punk-O-Rama.
Yeah, that one's
shit.
All right. Anyway, back to the live cast.
I like this punk rock talk.
Yeah.
No,
you should do this more often, Sid.
Yeah.
260, you're on the air. 260.
Let's turn our own punk injection.
Noah has like 18 other podcasts, but she doesn't like him.
260, you're on the air. Is this Luke?
Yeah. Hey.
All right, Lucas.
What's up, Luke?
I'm talking punk rock.
Are you a big
Rob,
fan?
When you did you see Impending Doom at the Metal Fest?
Come on, man.
Impending at what Metal Fest?
What?
No, no, I didn't. I haven't seen Impending Doom.
Remember that time you saw Impending Doom?
No, we're already getting to wrap it up.
Impending Doom.
No, I didn't. I didn't see Impending Doom. What's your follow-up?
I was just going to ask that. And also, I was going to say that, do you guys remember the first band that I had you thrash or trash?
No.
Yes, I do.
Ballistica?
Yeah, we trash.
Well, they changed their name when they listened to Livecast and heard you guys that didn't like the name, so they changed it.
Whoa,
yeah.
Nice.
Get
so,
at
nice.
It.
We better make them change the name again. Let's play it.
Wait. Lucas, what's the new name?
Massacrin.
What?
Massacrin?
Sounds like a
prescription. Yeah.
That's shitty, too. Tell them to like just change the name to like Papa No Molesto. Or like something like
it's Norwegian for Massacre.
Carlos Juan Pollo.
No, tell them to change the
Gaping
name
anus.
To This Band Sucks. That way they can't hide from us.
No.
Try Metallica.
Massacre.
They call
one hot dog fingers. So
can we say a band called Metallica fucking cut?
What's hot dog fingers?
Yeah, fat fingers.
Look at your hair, Rob.
Remember those times when you like use your cell phone and you mash like three keys at once?
Do you mean 5 p.m.?
All right, Lucas, thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
Yeah, tell Misogyny that we wish them the best. Oh, speaking of the sheet, we got a bunch of stuff to play, a bunch of sound clips.
That's true. I only knew it once.
I think we should do a music break of sound clips.
No. Well, last week, Noah was saying somebody should do a recap of the show.
An after show.
Yeah. And Cancer Scare submitted an audio clip that is a recap of last week's show. I haven't even listened to this yet.
My
long form.
My in.
Well, let's find out.
My in, Rob.
Were you on the show?
You, for the last hour?
Yeah.
I already like it. Thrashy. That's the chorus, I think. Okay, I swear to God, if Cancer Scare doesn't do this every fucking week, I'll put a hit on him.
That was
fucking amazing.
See what happens when you do something great? You're doing it again.
I swear to God, I will choke you out if you don't do this every week.
He still called in the show.
Cancer Scare, I don't think he listens live. I think he said he works.
He needs to find a way to call in so we can properly print him.
See, we should move the show for him, not for the other.
Yeah.
Well, he sent in another track. But we also got Mammoth Commander sent a Cancer Scare tribute. He basically just,
a mashup.
Yeah, it's a mashup in the style of Cancer Scare. He calls it Cancer Scare Core Polka.
Oh.
So let's see how this works. No.
Close my core. I love this song. I have a dicka.
That's you.
That was a good Rams commander. That's a good moment.
The Rams side.
Yeah, definitely the highlight.
I love that song.
And so yeah, let's play the other Cancer Scare track, Closer to Allah. 155. We gotta go somewhere. all right, so this is a mashup of Nine Inch Nails and Iron Sheik. Let's hear this.
It's already gonna be good.
All right.
I was going to say, he's getting very close to not using any Iron Sheik samples and only two samples of me doing the Iron Sheik.
Of Darren Sheik.
It's like 70-30 now. Fuck the tomato! What's the next song?
Reiterate, you better do it.
All right.
No.
The show recap would just be like the first 15 minutes of the long podcast. Welcome.
Did they hear that? Did they hear the recap?
Yeah. They're talking about it in the chat.
I should have just turned it off.
He kept thinking he had it right, and then it wasn't.
Yeah. In case you're just tuning in, Noah's not here. That bitch. Leaving me to do all the production because these guys don't know shit about the shit.
By the way, somebody sent something in that we couldn't really use. It was a good idea. Well, like it was recorded for me. It was the Numa Numa song.
Oh, yeah.
But I was actually going to try to recreate it on the air. It's just to give the idea of what it was. So I'll see if I can.
Don't fuck it up.
I may fuck it up. I'm warning you. I'll just sing the parts. Y'all know this is a Numa Numa song, right?
It's the what?
The Numa Numa song. It doesn't come into that. We have to talk until it gets to the chorus. So
this is the brand new track with Slow China and the Numa Numa guy. Right here in the Metal Injection Livecast. Hot 100.
I'm talking right now.
This is just like an internet meme because a fat guy got on his webcam.
When is the slow-mo part?
It's coming up right after this part. I'm ready.
You ready?
I'm still talking.
Here we go, 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 here we go. Almost there, almost there, almost there, almost there. We're almost there, almost there. We're almost there, almost. Oh, right, says the whitest guy in the room.
I'm so white, I'm almost translucent.
China, 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 hey. China, China, hey. China, 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 hey. Shlomo, China. China, China, hey. Shlomo, China, China, hey. Okay, that's it.
Done. I think that was a lot of work. Very little pay.
Well, if I could have just queued up the chorus, I would have.
Let's wrap it up.
Noah's in the chat saying she's at work. She can't listen. And she goes, are the guys doing all right? And then there's like four or five no's in a row.
She's too busy giving HJs the deck wounds. I also thought it was on Facebook.
It's true. She met Zach Wild today at Sirius Radio. He was Sirius Radio. Yeah, for Sirius.
Zach Wild's personal convincer.
Oh! Well, now I understand why she missed the show. She had to wipe off a lot of time.
He's a big dude. Big dude. Anyways, all
TV though.
It's true. Oh, yeah.
She likes it.
Mm-hmm. He was in the movie Rockstar.
Was he really?
Yeah, he shaved his beard and put on fake Kerry King tattoos on him.
Really? I don't even. The movie was
awful. I watched it on the HBO.
Yeah. He's the guitarist. That was when Sid made me watch The Wire.
McNulty.
Oh, Nick
from The Wire.
No.
When Nick turned me on to the when Sid turned me on to The Wire, it took a few episodes for me to stop thinking that's the guy from Rockstar. Totally ruined it for me. That movie was terrible. Someone in the chat room, Mammoth Commander, asks, I wonder if Zach Wilde jerks off using pinch harmonics. There you go.
That joke is very annoying.
Someone in the chat room writes, his pinch harmonics feel louder than Noah. Yeah. His car makes pinch harmonics.
Wrap that joke up.
Someone in the chat room saying that Chris Brown beats up Rihanna all the time. That's very topical. No, there was like a bunch of hurricanes that killed people in Haiti.
Someone in the chat room said George Bush hates black people. Whoa!
I didn't know we had the bear on.
The wild man!
Okay, fine. Wait, no, I don't want it to sound like that. I want it to sound like,
hello, me. Mr. Real me.
I'm doing David Spain's right now.
Who's this guy? Fuck are you? The fuck out of my studio. Turn out now.
Charlotte thinks he's in pain when he does what
he's doing. Go ahead. It actually does, man. It's a decade of smoking. Does it?
Go ahead. Let's hear some more.
You kicked my dog.
I really don't. I could do a high kick instead.
A little dueling days.
Sorry.
The wrong days.
Well, I thought you were going to take both different names and duel them.
This doesn't have to play. I know. That's true. I was going to play the dueling banjos and have a, hello, me. Sneak a real me. Don't miss that.
Oh, we have a caller. Oh, I don't really recognize the area code. 214.
Can you do a good Dave Mustaine impression?
Hello, me. It's me again.
Okay, that was close. What is your name and where are you from?
My name's Greg. I'm from Texas.
Oh, well, Texas listeners of the live cast. What's going on, buddy?
Nothing much. Just sitting around, doing nothing.
And so you decided to call us.
Yep, sure did. And get all that CP you have, so it's no problem.
Wait, what was that? The last part?
And get all your CP.
What was that?
You want the CP.
Get all your CP.
We don't have any CP.
What?
Sounds like there's a Geiger counter.
Yeah, like,
no one knows
what
CP is?
Oh.
CP?
Oh,
child pornography.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you want some CP? Is that what you're asking for? Is this PP?
No. But
I think you have the wrong website. You want 4chan. You're looking for 4chan.org. B.4chan.org.
4chan4chan.com.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
Wrap it up.
We got another. Oh, we got Shlomo back.
You really
line.
Called in for child pornography?
I don't know. Shlomo.
As I was saying before you hooked me off.
I didn't see that.
No, you never responded to us.
You hung up.
You're a liar.
I hung up?
Yeah,
you never said anything back.
I didn't hear you.
You are a cheat and
you
are a liar.
I thought you hung up. Must be by my phone.
Must be
my phone. Oh, okay. Anyway. Anyway. Okay. Anyway, about the little, like, trolling thing, what they say that I was doing. Hello? Okay. Anyway, about the trolling thing I'm supposed to doing, I'm not trying to really... I'm not turning every single threat political. Rob?
Yes.
He just called you a blob.
Rob.
Okay, that's better.
Or obese. Whatever.
What's up, Rob?
Let's go back away
now. Wait. Okay.
I am not. What?
What?
I am not telling every single. Hello?
What? Trump is what?
I am not turning every thread into political. Only certain threads which are meant to become political.
Some threads are meant to be political?
Yeah, some threads are meant to become political.
Threads are meant to become political.
Political.
Like a Larry Newton, John?
Left news.
Oh, that's
a news thread.
That's not good, dude.
News thread, the religion thread, all the other threads. Which is going to get into Israel and how Israel, like, racist, whatever, racist, killing, genocidal, and such, yeah.
Alright.
I post stuff because they're meant to come to the common sense. That's why I post my own theories, and not to my other theories and opinions. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever you said. Dude.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, Shlomo, you already have 500 posts. You've only been on the site for 2 months. It's a little much.
you might want to just pick and choose which threads you respond to.
Actually, yes, but if it interests me, then I do reply.
Yeah.
See the ABC thread, the what if thread, the news thread, the religion thread, the religion thread, the other threads.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
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 Okay. Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway. Yeah.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
20%.
That was like a live shoot camp. Yeah, right there.
I get the whole Brian Person fart and Reno jokes.
You said something about a bunny person.
No, you said
fart and Reno jokes. Brian Person.
What about it?
I got that CD. And it's like it's interesting.
It's interesting? Do you
yes.
find it humorous?
Yes.
Yeah.
That sounds like Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo. Yeah.
All right,
no.
All right. Slow, this has been fun. We got another call we got to take.
Okay, bye.
No,
bye. I mean, I want to just get changed channel.
For fat people.
You still there, Slovsky?
No.
He's gone.
Nope. I told him. We had a good time.
All right, let's keep it moving. 361. You're on the Metal Injection Livecast. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hey, I believe I am Justin. Yeah,
Justin?
Hello? Oh, hello.
Justin, where are you from?
I am from Texas.
Whoa,
come on, people.
Lots of Texans.
Are you lying? Are you lying?
No, I am not lying.
Well, what's up?
I'm a long-time listener, and this is the first time calling. I just wanted to call and see
Was that first time?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I just wanted to call and see how it feels like.
Well, how do you feel right now?
Pretty awesome.
You feel pretty awesome?
Yeah.
You really full.
You feel like your life is complete at this point, and you can just, like, die?
Yes.
Does it make your toes curl?
Nope.
Do you got a question for us, man? Just ask this question. Doesn't even matter what the fuck it is. Just ask it. It's your first time. Come on. You got to break the – pop that cherry. Just give us a question.
Yeah, give us a cue. What do you want to know about us? Come on, you want to know. You're a long-time listener. You know, you've gotten to know us personally. What question has been on your mind this whole time?
Why is no one not here? That's the question I want to ask.
I already told you she's giving HJs to Zach Wilde at Sirius Radio.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's at work today.
Sirius Radio.
She's working at Sirius Radio.
Oh, cool.
The whole garden section.
By the way, we're going to go a little over our allotted time because we started a little late.
Oh, can we talk to?
Yes.
Can we take a music break?
We're not doing
this. I was wondering how we're going to fill until 10.
Yeah, what the fuck?
We're going to go all night long.
No!
Are
you guys suggesting we do it where we just leave the mics on and go about it?
Yes, we can do that. Justin, you have to stay on the line until 10:20.
No.
You know,
no problem.
Awesome.
Have Shlomo call back and just let him talk for 10 minutes and let that be the music break.
He's
on. Oh, God, I'd love to talk to Shlomo.
Wait. Justin, give us a real question.
Yeah.
Fuck no, man. Come
real questions, yeah, about the people in here.
Yeah, no one gives a shit about them. Except
her parents do, actually.
I don't know about that. Let's hear the real question.
David Lee Roth.
Yeah, I didn't prepare very well for this.
You know, usually when you call in a show, you have something to contribute. That's
no,
how
it's
show. Is there anything, is there anything personal in your life going on right now that
you need any advice, something?
Help with?
I got it. Would you like to sing along to the song?
Yeah.
Sad Hulk song?
Sad Hulk.
Sad Hulk.
Sad Hulk.
Sad Hulk.
Sing something. Good.
Yo, my sister wants to say hi.
You know what she has called Robin High School?
Ready? There it is. Do you want to sing or not?
What?
You want? I call radio shows, but I don't have anything to say or any prepared remarks of any kind. I envision the fact that I might be able to make impromptu entertaining statements, but I really couldn't pull it off. So now I'm stuck here just ad-libbing.
I did it my way.
So that's fantastic. All right, your turn. Go!
Da 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 da. I got nothing.
I'm sad I can't even sing impromptu lyrics. I'm as sad at that as I am at coming up with conversational topics to introduce on radio programs. But oh well, I must be good at something, I suppose. There are gas stations that could hire me. I have
my
wrong song, wrong song.
You want
to? So guys, listen to this. My sister wants to say hi.
You want to try it again?
All right, ready? Want to try it again or what?
Sure, I'll try it again.
Go.
I have nothing to say, and that's the most I can say.
Very vulnerable, I like.
I am not much of a singer.
I'm out here in Hollywood. That's all I get to know. Why? Just now got nothing to say. Everyone is thinking about me. Here on metal injection. I don't know what I'm saying on metal injection.
Vermin injection.
We're gonna make me
wrong. Oh, that was good.
All right. That's good. Work. Yeah.
Justin has a great first call. You did all right.
You did good.
Never calls again.
I'm glad I did good.
That wasn't a Zed. We liked it.
No,
don't worry, Rob. I don't listen to Sid in the first place, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah! He said he don't listen to Sid in the first place.
Fuck Sid. Have a choice.
Fuck Sid, he's stupid, but he's charming. Fuck Sid.
Do you have a weird audio sheet where you can pick which post?
Yeah. He has access to our board.
No, we come in on four different channels.
Yeah.
A store that's in close proximity to my house was out of note cards. So I couldn't prepare anything to say. I just took a pot shot at Sid because everyone else does. And it's so easy to take pot shots at.
So you don't like Sid? Is that what I'm understanding?
No, it's not that I don't like Sid. It's just I don't really feel anything he says implies to me in any way.
Oh. Is it because he's not white?
Yeah, pretty much. No way, I'm not white. No, anyways.
Yeah. From a Chicano?
It's your Dominican and Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
All right, we got a few more callers. Thank you for calling in, buddy.
Yeah, I'm glad I was able to call in, but I have one last question. I know it's kind of late.
Oh, yes, I have a question.
Wait, you did have the first one.
Yes, I do have a question.
First question. All right, so, great.
Okay, when is the next time you guys going to play Sexual Jeopardy? Because I need to tune in on that one.
We just did one, and the one before that was about a year ago. So.
In a year.
Okay,
no,
then.
I
will mark that date on my calendar.
We don't schedule them. It's just like whenever I get ideas, I just write them down.
So July 7th to the 14th.
What people should do is they should send a private message to 3D, with Sexual Jeopardy terms.
That's your junkie name, or is 3D?
The written out, though. T-H-R-E-D.
Oh.
Is there an underscore? I forgot.
No, there's no underscore. There's a space. Okay. So do that, all right?
Wait, what did I miss? I'm sorry. My phone cut out on me for a second. Say that again, please.
His name is 3D. He'll leave a comment on this live cast, though, so you can just send him a direct private message, all right?
And then you guys send your questions for Sexual Jeopardy.
All right. And then we'll do it again, because you're a contributor.
July 7th.
Cool. Look forward to me calling in at some other time because I am loving the live cast over all the other ones.
Are you looking forward to it?
We're already counting down there.
Yeah, I can't wait.
All right, thanks for calling in.
But before that, we will be doing a death and no death.
Yeah.
Very much.
Yeah.
Awesome. I would like to do is have three callers play, not us.
That's my idea. We'll see. We'll figure it out.
All right, we got more callers. 803, you're on the line. What is your name and where are you from?
My name is Drake, and I'm in South Carolina.
South Carolina, all right. Moving back to the East Coast a little bit. How's it going? Drake?
Yep.
What's up, buddy?
Actually, I wanted to ask for some advice. I'm thinking about taking a new job in my company, and it's in either Dallas, Boise, or in Phoenix, and I wouldn't know if you guys knew what the metal scene was like in any of those places.
Well, I would think in Boise it'd be awful.
Yeah, but you're going to decide your job based on what the metal scene is?
I would say definitely
well,
not.
It's the same job, it's just different locations. And I don't want to move somewhere where I can't see any shows.
I feel like Dallas is one of the cities that's just going to get a lot of shows, but you go to better areas near there.
Let me ask you a question. How do you feel about Mexican people?
I live in South Carolina, so there's quite a few here.
That doesn't answer how you feel about
I don't really care. It's not a big deal.
Because if you go to Phoenix, I'm thinking by the time you get there, there won't be any Mexicans left. But if you're cool with Mexicans, then Dallas is a good place to go.
But yeah, I would say Dallas, because Dallas is also
near. Never had Mexican.
Boise, no. Definitely not Boise. Dallas and Phoenix, I guess you got to check which has the better weather.
See, I will go on record and say that Tucson has a wonderful heavy music scene, and I feel like you could just commute.
Why do you know that?
It's not a lot of good.
But Dallas already, I'm pretty sure Dallas has a good scene.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Keith Wilson.
Well, I know Austin.
Well, Austin's kind of far from Dallas. It's like a bit of a drive.
Yeah.
Dallas is actually the birthplace of graffiti.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. There's an area in Dallas called Deep Elm.
So there you go. I would personally say Dallas. What do you say, Sean?
I am going to go 50-50 because I love Tucson's music scene.
But you don't go to Tucson.
I'm going to try and commute to shows.
And I believe they pronounce Tucson.
Oh, yeah. Tucson.
Sid, what do you say?
I'm going to say Dallas.
Darren?
Thrash it.
No, that's a different game.
What is a hot Carl?
So there you go. There's our advice. Does that work for you?
That's very helpful. A lot of people have been saying Dallas as well.
Yeah, Dallas. I think Dallas is where it's at. You get to go to Vinnie Paul's strip club if you want.
If they let him in. What job are you taking?
I work for a database corporation, and I'll be doing field support.
Maybe metal injection has a position for you. How do you feel about relocating to Williamsburg, Brooklyn?
What?
How do you feel
I hear Williamsburg
about,
isn't too bad.
How do you feel about cleaning toilets and having sparks in your face? There's a position open for that.
Depends on what the other benefits are.
You get to have some of her groceries when you buy them.
Yeah, she calls it field support. Doing ass cheek support. Support her ass cheek while she farts on you.
Oh, boy. This is getting out of control.
Remember that time Jenny came on the show and told us about that whole thing when the houseboy first proposed this idea and how absolutely disgusted she was by it?
What?
Remember that?
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah. Yes,
I do remember.
That's like the lifestyle.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, she first was very opposed to it. Are you familiar with Jenny?
Yeah, I am.
Great.
Ralph.
Drake,
yes,
Drake.
It was Ralph.
Have you been listening for a while, Drake?
Yeah, I've been listening for a while. I'm also a Dog Found Chainsaw in chat, and since I started going in chat, the show started to go downhill since then.
Since you started going into the chat?
Yeah. I was the one that ruined it with Lemon Party and Tub Girl.
You're my
you and Sean.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, we would totally bro down. We would have a.
You would have a gross out contest with each other.
Yep. Broners. Yeah.
Sean is a huge broner for you, James.
So by the way, Jenny was trying to rebut what Sid just said. says he has to be cute and that she was repressed at that time.
It's not her lifestyle.
I don't know how you can go from repressed to, that's like going from 0 to 60 in 3 seconds. She went from,
yeah. Well, 3 weeks. 3 weeks.
Repressed to the brain.
Repressed to farting in guy's face in like a week.
Is there a funnel or did I just make that up? Is there really a funnel?
Is there a butt funnel, Jenny? Confirm or deny in the chat.
You didn't know, but I'm sure you're not far off.
Have you ever used a butt funnel, Drake?
No, I haven't.
No, she can't answer. So we have to straight for her to type and then relay it. Like, not convenient.
Oh, Jenny says she's starting her sexual peak. And then says whatever.
But I thought she wasn't even fucking these guys.
She's exploring, she said.
But it's not sexual if she's not getting a dick in it from these guys.
She's spelunking her sexual.
All right, anyway. All right, Drake. Do you have any other questions, comments, or criticisms for the live cast?
Nope, that's about it. It's that question.
What, can we ask you what your job is going to be that you're looking for?
You just said it.
Oh, that was fucking.
He's a field.
Sean, are you even here? We were making jokes about it. Then we were like, hey, you want to get farted on?
Did I tell jokes? I did it, didn't I?
You were here. Put your phone away.
We need cancer scare to do a recap every 5 minutes.
Sean.
We're all fucking standing.
We're actually looking for a new fifth host. Drake, are you available?
We're looking for a new fourth host.
Well, no one's the honorary fourth host, even if she's happy. Anyway, all right, Drake. Thanks for calling in, Drake. Keep listening. We promise we'll be fun. All right, we got it. Blow it up. 860, hello.
Hello.
Hi, who is this? Where are you from?
This is Mammoth Commander.
Oh,
hey. What's up, buddy?
Celebrity.
Not much. How you guys doing?
Great. You know exactly how we're doing. You've been listening to us.
Yeah, that's true.
How are you doing?
Not bad. Got home from hockey practice a little earlier and turned on the old live cast. Spend my Wednesday night at the chat room.
It's not that old. Are you from Canada?
No. I'm from Connecticut.
Why do you A, play hockey, and B, sound Canadian?
My mom is Canadian. She's
from
near Quebec area. And
so you're
like
Connecticut?
Yeah. Well, she was originally from Canada and came down to Connecticut.
So you inherited her Canadian accent.
Yeah.
How do you feel about being a live cast celebrity now that we've played your tribute song or whatever it is?
That's pretty cool.
How has your life changed?
Gotten noticed on the sidewalk yet?
Can we just keep delaying questions to you without you giving actual answers?
All right. So what do you guys think about Smash?
What is 2 plus 4?
Do you have a beard?
How long is that beard? Is it on your face?
Are you a brunette?
I'm a blonde.
Where do you work?
I'm out of questions. That wasn't a question. Am I out of questions? Yes. Yeah.
All right, now you talk.
So you guys still have that Rob Halford CD?
Yes. The Christmas song, do you want it?
That was it, that was the question.
Do you want it?
Yeah.
How bad do you want it?
Pretty bad.
Wow, you sound convincing. That sounds really good.
What are you wearing right now?
Megadeth t-shirt? No, just kidding.
Yeah,
that was hilarious.
I'm actually wearing an Agoraphobic Nosebleed t-shirt, so.
What's that?
I'm wearing an Agoraphobic Nosebleed t-shirt.
And nothing else?
Yes.
Oh, I am pants.
I'm going to wear mine tomorrow.
Oh, you have Agoraphobic Nosebleed pants on, too?
Zubin.
By the way, I've been informed that the Blackhawks are winning.
Shut the fuck up. Yes.
What's that series?
I am missing. What? No, this is the game. They win the Stanley Cup.
This is poker.
I'm missing this four fucking.
What?
Poker?
Yeah. It's World Series of
the
Poker.
The Blackhawks.
Volleyball?
Yeah.
I know it's hockey. Come on.
Sean is from Chicago.
I wouldn't say he's a Blackhawks fan. I'm saying he's a Chicago fan. Let's be honest.
The only black thing Sean likes.
Oh. And he agrees.
Look at his haircut.
Oh, he, what? He likes the Bulls.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Does he like the Rockford Ice Hogs?
Oh.
Good reference. Good reference.
They did get swept in the playoffs.
That's right.
This year.
I
hate everything about Rockford except for their water park.
How
do
you
feel about the LeBron possibly?
Huh?
I don't care for the Bulls since the
60s. Okay.
It wasn't 60s, though. Well, I'm going to break the break in between.
He doesn't count the years on Jordan.
You give me Horace Grant, B.J. Armstrong, Scottie Pippen, and Bill Carter any day.
I'd love to have a horse going.
Steve Kerr. Horace Grant is on the next section of Jeopardy.
Bill Jackson. Johnny Redker, who announced it all.
Give a girl a Horace Grant, and you've done this.
The cum goggles? Is that the magic question?
And what would a Harvey Grant be?
All right, man, Amanda, we have a few more callers. I don't know if we should get to these, but we're going to try to get to
them.
Thanks for calling in, and thanks for sending in that, that track.
Yeah, no problem. Mm. Thanks for playing it.
Anytime. Enjoy that hockey, buddy. All right.
Not anytime, just Wednesday, 8 and 10.
Well, he can try anytime.
He can send it anytime. 214, you're back on the air. Who is this again?
So is that guy getting good from Alfred CD? You never really...
Oh, if you really want it, just send me a private message.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's Mammoth Commander that wants it, right? Or the guy before
Mammoth Commander. 214.
It's just the last call.
214, you're not here. Goodbye to him. Shalom, Atroida.
Hello?
Yeah.
I get all your jokes about... I get all your jokes about 4chan.
Okay.
And B.
Are you going to tell us all the jokes you understand?
About how they do a lot of weird stuff on it. They talk about a lot of weird stuff on it and such.
Wait, you're going to have to repeat that part.
They talk about some weird stuff on 4chan.
Oh, they talk about some weird stuff on 4chan. Yes, we know.
Yeah, they do. And B. Some trivia. What I was saying that I was listening to on the first episode where I called in was Cynic. What I listened to on the first episode was Cynic.
Well, you were listening to Cynic during the first episode that you called into?
Yes.
So you called in with some Shlomo trivia for the live chat.
Did you guys know that when I called in...
Here's a bit of trivia. I have a mother. Here's some Shlomo trivia. My intro song is Kittle Kittle.
What? 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 Who, me?
Do you go there for the child pornography, the gore, or the rape?
No, I don't. I don't. I'm not on 4chan.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
I am not on 4chan.
He was just like the voice of Roger Ebert, you know? Like, it's just like a voice that they just...
It's just
the man. Yeah.
No,
Montana,
no, no. The guy pushing the button. No, Montana, no, no. Hey.
Hello?
All right, thanks for the call. I appreciate it, man.
Is there a scene? Is there any more to your conversation, or can we go? Shlomo. Anything else? Final word.
See you next week, and I'm going to be messaging you about some stuff.
You're going to Mexico?
Messaging you about certain stuff.
You're messaging me about what?
I'm going to messaging you after I get back from Stabby Martin.
Side effects may include death, stroke, heart failure.
You don't see things. 214, you're back on. Are you going to say something?
Okay. This time I'm being serious. I was going to see if you were trolling. I mean, I was trolling last time. But I have a serious question. What do you think about Revocation's Existence is Futile album?
That's, I'm pretty sure it's Revocation. And
Revocation, well, same thing.
No. It's one of my favorite albums of the year so far. I love it.
Really?
Yeah. You don't like it? I think it's fun. I think it's very fun. And seeing them live,
I'm neutral.
Seeing them live is what really sealed the deal for me. Like, I like the record, but when I saw it live, it was just so fun. I felt like I was at like a punk show,
like a fun house.
Yeah, it was just like a fun,
like a tunnels of fun.
No, that's not what I felt like.
A ball pit.
Like a hardcore show, not a punk.
Being a punk hardcore show isn't so great, then why do you go to so many metal shows and not so many punk hardcore shows?
Well, because I'm over it.
I try to bring him, but he doesn't go. Now that he lives in near me.
Maybe I will.
Yeah.
But no, I really like that record. Sean and Different.
You wouldn't get recognized as hardcore shows.
People go, oh, that douche. From that sign,
well,
I don't
even
think.
Even metal shows, that's
what that's true. But not to my face, though.
Except for the drunk shirtless guys. Yeah, they love them.
Even people that don't recognize you are like, look at that douche. You're like, oh, those guys are
crazy. They're total metal injection fans.
Do you guys want the free sticker? That was a direct quote, too.
That's what Rob said in the episode.
First of all,
I'm sure he does.
Their shirts are already off, though. We've established it.
Would you like a Nightwish album?
By the way, Revocation is a different band. That's, when you quit your job, you can call it Phil. Revocation.
You revocate.
You revocate.
Any other questions, comments, or criticism?
Y'all actually have that anti-Cynic group up on Facebook or not? Because I've been trying to find it.
Y'all, we do.
Sid took it down because members of Cynic actually joined the anti-Cynic Facebook group.
Yeah. This is so ironic. Let's join.
Yeah.
Bear. Oh, I thought that was your the bear.
Kind of like that Nickelback crap with the pickle or whatever. The singer filed a claim against them or whatever.
Is that true?
What?
You know, yeah, Nickelback they took that stupid pickle thing with Nickelback down because the singer got pissed at it.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Do you know the story behind this?
Yeah, they got taken down, like, I think maybe a few weeks after news got to them.
Wait, let's remember this. There's a Facebook fan page for a pickle, and then there's let's try to get more fans for pickles.
Oh, okay,
now
I remember. Yes.
Like Pickleback. Or whatever.
Yeah, I remember that.
And so what happened? They filed a
claim that it was like offensive to the band, and so they got it taken down.
That's ridiculous.
Every possible thing you could think of has that on Facebook. Like who sues about that?
Sid.
Yeah.
There's an anti-Sid group. Well, there you go. All right, we have
anti-Sid medic.
We have one more caller, so we're going to try to get them. Thanks for calling in again.
Okay, see ya.
All right, 361. 361.
Guess who? It is I. Justin.
We know who it is.
Yeah.
What's up?
I want to call in for one thing. Do you guys still have that Nightwish CD?
Uh-huh. We do have Nightwish CD.
I want that Nightwish CD.
Do you truly like Nightwish?
I want to try it out. Because I've never heard them, and truly, I want to see why everyone's hating on it.
Well, why don't you just go to their MySpace page, then, as opposed to me having to ship it to you? Why
because
you
I want
MySpace to see. Well, go to their MySpace page, see if you have to like that.
Just go to Google Blog Search and download.
Don't say that. And go see that.
I kind of like the DVD just for the novelty of it.
Okay. All right, fine.
And I was just joking about a Google Blog Search.
Don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that ever. Ever.
Just send Rob Injection a private message. What's your username?
My name is, I'm new to, I just made a junkie account, so I don't know completely by heart now. But I am the Darkness 1221.
Okay.
So is it because you like that band?
Or your darkness? Or your,
no,
your
I just
dark?
Choose that
Are
name
dark?
For the fun of it. I am a very dark-skinned person.
You're a black?
I am a very dark-skinned person.
And our racist comment of the night.
That's not racist.
You don't say, what are you, a black?
I'm not black, either.
What say, a black?
Yes, he did.
I said, a black.
No,
I said, what are you, a gay?
I stand corrected.
Well, okay, so if I said, what are you, black? That wouldn't be offensive, but because I put that A in there, because
yes.
I signaled it.
He's
racist. What's your ethnicity? Yeah.
That's also racist.
What are you?
What you are?
Are you black, really?
I am not.
Are
black.
You there?
I am not black.
What are you?
I am Mexican.
Mexican?
Yes. So you're a real dark skinned Mexican?
I am very dark skinned. I'm very tan.
So you're a brown.
Wait, like Danny Trejo?
I am brown, but I'm not black.
Well, you wouldn't be mistaken for a black guy, right?
No.
Let me ask you a personal question.
Do you have a giant mustache?
Yes!
Free to tell me that it's none of my business, but do you prefer corn tortillas or flour?
I don't think he's like really ethnic. Sounds like a...
I know why people don't have a preference.
Hold on one second. Just because he doesn't have a Mexican accent,
that's
he's not
racist.
Yeah, that's so racist.
Trust me, I don't have a Mexican accent.
No, yours is not racist.
No, you do not.
It is racist.
Yeah, Darren's
not.
Darren's the racist here. That's what he's included.
Okay.
Dude, you're past the question. You're past
Spanish. You can't, motherfucker.
Yeah, because you like to know what the other race is talking about.
In La Playa.
Mi caballo es en fuego.
¿Dónde está la biblioteca?
Good one.
Los bibliotecos.
Are you a soul fly now?
I just like jumping the fuck up.
What's the gate?
Are you a big Sepultura fan?
Mexican. They're not even from a Spanish speaking country.
They're from a Portuguese.
They're from Latin America. It's all in America, right?
Cuidado.
Do you like the Death Tones?
You're not Mexican.
That was also racist. Is there, are we passing the racism around the table?
No, it's just me and three of you, motherfucker.
Order
flower. Yeah, he's saying
I'm black.
That's too much to make me a fucking taco.
He didn't say make him a taco. He just asked.
Wait a minute.
Sid was going to make the tacos, and he just wanted to know which she preferred.
Okay, so the answer is, survey says, corn or flour. That's to you, man. Wrong. The answer is flour. That was the right answer because it's whiter. The other ones are yellow. No one's
yellow. That's racist. Yeah. When you put the A in yellow,
like what Missouri.
So racist. We're not really racist. We're just a bunch of jokes, dude. We like negative.
None of that was racist at all, except you saying a black.
Yeah.
That's only racist if you have a negative connotation when somebody's black.
That's kind of negative.
And also, what if I had a stutter? Are you black? See?
That's how Shlomo would say it. Shlomo
I do that black. Back. I'm black. But Shlomo will just go in the forum and say, hey, it's black. The bathroom's over there. See you
Sean has to go to the bathroom, yeah.
It's like, I can't. What's the bathroom?
Oh, I thought you were asking if somebody was in the bathroom.
You
said a
bathroom.
You're like,
no.
I am
still here. No, there's no one in the bathroom. Okay. That's what you're saying.
Now I'm going to use
very interesting radio band.
I don't want anybody to know.
I'm Sean. I like bathrooms.
We never have
it. All right, now that Sean's out, feel free to talk shit about Sean. Are other people in there listening with you guys? With you?
No, I'm listening to this through my computer, but at the moment.
Oh, so there's an echo.
Yeah, it's an echo. Sorry.
Is that Sean farting?
That was me farting.
Oh, just wasn't sure. I thought
it was farting. Hang on. Really quickly, my sister wants to say hi before you guys start leaving me here. Hang on, here's my sister.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
I just wanted to say thank you for remembering my brother, because I used to listen to this when I lived in California, because I had a really metalhead boyfriend, and he made me listen to it all the time. And at first, I super didn't want to listen to it, but you guys are really funny. And then I told him about it, and he's been listening to it for a while now. And I just want to tell you,
wow,
thank you for humoring him.
Older or younger than your brother?
I'm older than him.
How old are you?
I'm 23.
Can I ask you a serious question?
Yeah.
Flour or corn? Flour or corn?
Yeah, flour tortilla or corn tortilla?
Oh, corn.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, it kind of depends on what you're eating it with.
This is his sister. Sean was in the bathroom.
Okay.
Okay. Now, what is your name?
We're playing a game. You have to guess whether she said flour or corn.
No, he heard. He heard that part.
Oh,
yeah. No, but I didn't know that you guys really roped a broad on the show.
Yeah, I know. Here, let's just give you the recap here, Sean. When she lived in California, her boyfriend listened to the live cast.
Shut the fuck up.
Made her listen to it.
Okay.
She was so into it, she referred her brother to it.
Get out of town.
Is this a true story, or am I making this up?
It's completely true.
Wait,
what's
do
name?
You really have ovaries, or is
this
a joke?
Ashley.
Yeah.
I just wanted to let you know that half of the chat room is freaking out that you sound very hot.
Oh, I am pretty hot.
Oh, okay. Well, now we have it confirmed.
Photographic evidence?
Huh?
How to prove it?
Prove it?
Yeah.
I mean, how? Like, you guys could go to my Facebook. That's about, like, the only way.
Okay.
Do you really want to give your full name out there?
No. Do it. Go into the chat room.
Yeah, give us the Facebook link somehow.
Well, you could also just describe yourself first.
No.
If you put Ashlona, it'll come up.
Oh, I see.
Wait.
Yeah, like Facebook / or whatever, Ashlona.
Ashlona?
Yeah, it's like a nickname I have.
Ashlona?
In the second place.
Facebook.com/Ashlona.
Can you spell it?
It's Ashlona.
Oh, Ashlona.
Ashlona.
Yeah.
Ashlona. Oh, hello. You are not a liar, young lady.
Goodness.
I'm like your guys' friend, I think, or whatever. Like, I liked it or something.
We are not friends.
Yeah.
We are not
friends. Oh, well, add me as a friend.
I just sent you a request.
I'm going to add you right now. Hold on 1 second.
Wait, are you going to add all four of us?
No, just me. Just add Rob. Screw everyone else.
Okay. Okay, hold on. Let me get on there. Yeah, well, but, like, he made me listen to this all the time. And at first, I was, like, super against it. And I, like, love it now.
Now, why were you super against it? Do you just not like metal?
Yeah, I'm not real big into metal or anything. I mean, like, he's taken me to a couple shows. And, like, he tried really hard to get me, like, into it. It's just, like, it's too angry, and he was so emotional all the time, and he listened to this, like, angry, emotional music, and then him being angry and emotional didn't help, and it was just, like, really stressful.
Did he have a sweet do haircut?
He has, like, really long hair, like, really, really long hair.
Pick up with him?
Huh. We're friends. Very exciting.
Yeah, I added you. We're friends. It's official.
We're so friends.
There appears to be a picture of her in her underwear on here.
Huh?
Yeah. No, here, look, I'll show you.
Oh.
Rob just found it. Is there a picture of you in your underwear on this?
In my underwear? Yeah. Like in a bathing suit, maybe.
Bending over.
You are a lovely young lady.
You have rock stuttering.
Do you have a piercing on your chest?
Oh yeah, yeah. I have a thermal.
A thermal?
Like they slide half of it under your skin, and then another top, like the top stays on top of it.
What's it called? What's the official name of it?
Dermal. It's a thermal anchor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it.
She is a piece of ass, man. She's very hot.
And you have a tattoo. You are a bad girl.
Goodness gracious. So you dumped that dude or what?
So let me ask you, was there any metal that you, hold on, I want to get to, like, if he actually turned on to any metal.
Like, I didn't hate all of, like, what, I don't know if it's cool or not. I mean, maybe he was, like, a really bad metalhead and I don't really know. But, like, I went to, I know this is, like, whatever, but, like, I went to Dragon Force show and that was pretty awesome. And then made me listen to, like, Between the Buried and Me a whole bunch. And I guess that's cool. And then listen to, like, I Wrestled the Bear once. And that was okay. And then, I don't know. He made me listen to, like, a lot of stuff.
That's
a lot
cool.
of it didn't really get through.
So, like, what did you listen to before he tried to turn you onto metal? What's your style?
He what?
Before he tried to get you into metal, what did you actually listen to on your own?
Oh, like, I don't know if it's lame to you guys or whatever, but, like, I listen to, like, a lot of dance music. I listen to, like, a lot of, like, indie music, and, like, weird, like, eclectic music. I don't know if you've ever, like, there's, like, this radio station in L.A. when I was living there, and it's, like, really good. It's, like, all, like, eclectic, like, all over the world kind of music, I guess. I don't know. I'm not really, like, I mean, I like music, but I don't know. I can't, like...
You don't have to know. You're a cute girl.
It's fine.
Oh, okay. I just don't want to sound, you know, I don't want to say, like, act like I know something that I don't, so.
Right.
So are you really dating this broad on your Facebook page?
Oh, that's my sister. We're in, like, an exclusive relationship with each other.
You're gross, Sean.
I think it's illegal.
So I like this. So you might not like metal, but you like the live cast. At first, you're like,
yeah,
oh,
I love it.
Friend.
I like metal guys. I just, you know, I just don't know, like, I don't know about it.
What's your favorite part of the live cast? Is it me?
I really, 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 really used to like the Jean-Claude Van Damme thing.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
funny. And then I was telling my little brother about the Sexual Jeopardy. That's really funny.
Woo!
I don't remember. We have that other girl in there. I don't know, not Noah, but that other girl.
Jenny?
I don't know her name.
Jenny?
I'm not. Yeah, I guess. Like, she sounds pretty hot. I haven't seen her, but she sounds really hot. Like, her voice is nice.
Well,
she does. She did say she has an age cup.
And she also is putting together an agency. And if you're willing to fart in guy's face, you probably have a good future ahead of you. You know, that's what she does for a living.
What does she do?
That's
her living. That's
her, like, main source of income. Well, she doesn't have to pay anyone to clean her living room. It's sort of like
true
pay, right?
Pay?
I think we lost it.
Yeah. No, she's... We may have... This call may have dropped.
Oh, all
right. I think it's time to say goodnight.
I think that was a good, good way for her to go out saying how awesome that I am. And all that.
Yeah, she was just about to. She's just about to say how attractive I was, but then I got disconnected.
She's not in Spanish. She's not in the line.
Well, she's still listening. She's still listening.
Do you think they speak Spanish? I don't know.
Come on. Just do it.
I might communicate with
you. You know what? I really don't want to. I'll tell you why. Because my Spanish is very bad, and I don't mind speaking.
How about this? Do speak in Spanish as JCVD. That's just too meta, man. That's like.
But she likes the JCVD.
No, I'm reluctant to speak Spanish on the air because to you, all of you, it sounds good because you are white. But, like, to someone that actually...
I'm offended by that stage.
You're a white.
Orange.
Someone who actually speaks Spanish would realize how horrible my Spanish is.
I think it's muy bueno.
I'm very rusty. Anyway, what are you doing? Tweeting that hot girl?
No, I'm not tweeting. I'm looking up the nude so I can just jerk it on the table.
The nude. Call me the lady. I'm alive.
The nude. Is that what I sound like?
David's excited. All right, everybody.
Okay. I think we should wrap it up.
So we're officially over. We've done 2 hours, and we've done no music.
Yeah, no, we did. We have the two cancer scares and an
amateur. I forgot what we were talking about. Does not count. We
nothing does not count.
This is the first time we've ever done a full show without a music break.
The second time we do that next week.
I think me. I know what makes the new music. All right. That was wonderful. We want to thank all the callers that called in.
Thank you.
Are you wrapping up, Sean? Are you giving yourself the wrap-up symbol? Clearly, your jacket's on already. You're ready to go. You're ready to leave.
Personally, I'd like to thank all hot Mexican chicks who think that I am great and think that I do awesome. Thank you for that. Thank you very much.
I put myself in that category.
I'd like to thank all the new callers we got this week. We got a call from Justin, Drake, somebody else.
Eshlona.
She's going to have, like, a Howard Stern name, like, you know how they use Stuttering John. She's going to be a girl who thinks Darren is great and awesome.
True.
That's a little too long. You should trim that down.
Right, just awesome.
Submit that awesome. Shit to the spank bank, Darren. All right.
Right?
Let's wrap it up.
What do we close out with? What should we end the show with?
I don't know. What do you want to show with?
Do you have one song since you joined the music group?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's just the chorus, though. I need something else. No, we haven't heard in a while, but Google it.
No. All right. All right, we can go. All right.
Cut it off early.
Yeah, let's get it done. All right. We'll see you guys next week, everybody.
Jesus. Yeah, play the new cancer scare again. That was good.
The recap. I really hope that he doesn't reach out to the recap.
Right. Hold on. You're not going anywhere.
I do have to.
Nope.
I'm
hanging out.
No.
Where you owe me money, though.
I have to pet. Yeah, I get paid on Tuesday, so I can bring it on Monday.
Okay.
Black Hawk is still winning.
Really?
Yeah.
What's you got score going up in there?
No, they'll just tell me in the chat, but I'll look it up now.
Okay. Sure,
yeah, the mics were still on that whole time.
Nice.
I wasn't talking.
But, yeah, you have to get some keys when you try for struggling. So.
It is 3-2 Chicago with 12:52
remaining. Four? Could you stand up? And then you're going to have to go tip over a car on the street.
Not in this video.
So what do you think of the place? What do you think?
It's nice. I don't know how I feel about the lack of sunlight. Anyway.
There is a little lack of sunlight.
Yeah. But no, it's definitely like that bathroom is incredible.
Yeah, dude, that's a shower to fuck, dude.
Yeah. Shit. Sink. It's a baby.
You know, you could fuck a girl against the glass of the shower. Makes her titties
jail like in the Kentucky Fried Movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You ever seen that?
Yeah.
Well, I like
this
Samuel L.
Broccoli. So,
I'm going to
be out
of
my
house on June
30th.
What? Jenny? Yeah, what's your perk? Jenny's got the perk over there.
You really, though? But you're in with Jenny. Well, she got a whole one floor to myself at her place.
Right, but Jenny would have access to it any time.
No what? I mean, you need the guys.
She would have the key.
She has to be like a fly on the wall, fucking farting people's mouth.
Yeah, she'd probably be cool.
Hi, brother. We'll see you next week.
Yeah.
I'm sure they would be cool with it.
Yeah, well, it'll be cool with whatever she tells us.
No, you know, I feel like I'm old enough and been around the block enough that it's still kind of. Can't really pull fast enough right now with even her age.
What's the next show next weekend? Melbourne.
You going
to that?
Yeah.
Just,
like,
can you
get on a list of Melbourne?
I barely got myself on the list.
Well,
you
find
out about
that. Oh, no. What would you do?
Turn one off.
Uh-oh.
Oh, we're still on the air?
Oh, my God.
Ah! Oops.
Why do you think I stopped talking?
Did I say anything incriminating?
I was just kidding, Jenny.
Just joking. Obviously, I didn't really seriously mean that.
What did you say?
I
was saying how Jenny would, like, go down and harass you. Cause,
Because
you were saying you were trying to shut. So I was like, oh, she's going to come. She's gonna bone you. Jokes. Jeez, Jenny. Have I offended further potential tenants?
I'm gonna come down and arrest you for further potential foot pussies have been turned off.
Did you have plus one of Melvin's?
When are you guys hanging out? I don't know. Well, I have a show that I'm going to Friday night, so. Okay. Crap. Alrighty. Talk to you later. It's off.
Sorry. Do you have, like, a car service of preference?